Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
StevensCreekSubaru.com. StevensCreekSubaru.com. And remember, buckle up and drive safely.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Honey, that flu keeping you up? Did you take NyQuil Intense Flu?
Nah, I got this. Okay, I don't got this.
Yeah, you need NyQuil Intense Flu.
Undo your flu with NyQuil Intense Flu. NyQuil Intense Flu provides powerful relief of your flu symptoms so you can sleep.
You do got this.
NyQuil Intense Flu. The nighttime sniffling, aching, fever, best sleep with the flu, medicine. Use as directed, keep out of reach of children.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, a new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
Want to hear something super? Merit America wants to get you on a path to a super new, high-paying career with free training and coaching. And it starts by working at events leading up to the super big game. Go to meritamerica.org/super and see how you can sign up for super career training in HR, logistics, data analysis, and much more for free. But time is running out. Apply by November 24th. Don't miss this super opportunity. So go to meritamerica.org/super, super fast.
This holiday season, Target has your back with irresistibly cool gifts for everyone on your list. For the trendsetter, start with affordable beauty kits and gift sets. Need something the whole fam will love? Grab snuggly matching fits in every size and style. And for the thrill seekers, don't forget the hottest toys and tech of the season. Target's got you covered with the best deals for endless fun. Shop in store or online and step into the holidays with Target. Restrictions apply.
Get ready for the return of the legendary rock group Motley Crue when they come to the Bay Area September 24th at Shoreline Amphitheater with Tesla and Extreme. For more info and a chance to score a pair of tickets, courtesy of Live Nation, enter our contest online at 957thegame.com.
Pros don't just show up. They prove how it's done with precision and without shortcuts. Makita tools are built the same way, with a dedication to lasting quality, trusted performance, and results that reward your effort year after year. When the job calls for the best, call on Makita. Built to be the best. Available at the Home Depot.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced...
my debit card.
Their debit card.
Where did I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone and... that sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ-FM in HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Ho! Ho!
You gotta turn the mic on.
Spread that news, pasta!
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
No, speaking of spreading news. What was that
one?
You
can just go roll a fat one.
A little bit later, pasta. Don't tempt me. I got a PSA. Since we're spreading news, I got a PSA.
Are we staying with the word of the day?
I don't know. Let me get this out. Anybody who messes with Steven Rizzotto, anybody who goes after pasta, goes after us.
Goes to me.
We are a team. We are a three-man weave. We are a trifecta. We are the big three. Anybody who goes at pasta goes at the rest of us.
Who went at you, pasta? Who went at you? I got him.
We are a future threesome that will go get tequila tasting. I don't know where I'm going with that.
Stay away from the threesome word. Like, we're tight, but we're not. I don't know about the threesomes. I'm not including you two.
Well, we recently lost one. Happy belated birthday to Zach Green, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Caddy Zach.
He's
listening somewhere.
He's just in a corner crying these days, isn't he?
Caddy Zach turned 24.
Poor Caddy Zach, man. He had the time of his life here, and then what'd they do to that poor guy? It stuck him in the front lines?
Took him out back.
He's in Hawaii right now, by the way.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I don't feel too bad for him. All right, Dan, we've been talking a lot about arrogance today.
That's the word of the day.
I think so.
Do you remember who I am?
Do you remember Pee Wee's Playhouse? That predates you guys. We used to have a word of the day.
Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah.
Oh.
And anyways, that's our word of the day. Arrogance. Go ahead.
The arrogance of the Golden State Warriors. The arrogance, well, you could say of Rick Barry, too, although it tended to work for him. The arrogance of the Warriors. To believe that this team, constructed with elder stars, inexperienced youngsters, but I think most importantly, which is what we saw last night, saw a little bit on the little Florida two-step, just a lack of size. The arrogance to believe that last year's group was going to be able to conjure up enough. I think that this team can still make the postseason. Maybe even win a series. But it's becoming increasingly clear to me, Dan, that what they found last year was magic in a bottle. Like, I don't know how, and maybe it's because they matched up against a Houston team that was younger than them, less experienced, didn't have that extra 7-footer that they do now in Capella. But this team has to get bigger. I don't know if it's a true center. I don't know if it's just a wing. I don't know if it's multiple pieces. They have to get bigger.
Well, the arrogance is because of how they addressed the need for a big this offseason. Like, the arrogance is, it's not bringing about Steph and Draymond and Jimmy Butler. Even though I disagree with that, I can swallow that pill. They're institutional, foundational pieces of the Golden State Warriors. But the arrogance is, okay, we need a big. We've needed a big for a while. I've told you how the NBA has moved on since 2016, 2017, and the Warriors are still playing basketball in that era, and it's 2025. And for whatever reason, they are not embracing the way the game's being played today, and the way the game's being played today, the big has returned. Take a look around, Golden State Warrior fans. And the arrogance is, okay, we know we need a big, but let's get Al Horford. Like, to me, that system over talent, I'm not even going to entertain Mark Williams. Forget about Valanciunas. Yeah, Miles Turner's a free agent. Maybe we can't afford him. We can afford him. Forget about any of that. We need somebody who fits into this system. We're the Warriors, for crying out loud, at the end of the day. They do it all. We're looking for cerebral, smart players. Somebody that Steph can sign off with. This is the Warriors. Give me Al Horford. But Steve, he's 65 years old. Doesn't matter. That's the arrogance that I think is biting him in the butt right now, because they need young, fresh legs and a guy who's over 6'9", and somebody who's on the right side of 35 years of age.
Well, speaking of entertaining, I think we lost Pasta. He's got an audience back there.
We actually have more than the three of us.
Yeah, there's a lot of people back there. This is the most people we've had in a Saturday producer's show, producer's room, pardon me, in probably our entire existence of Warriors this week.
There's a tour happening right now,
guys.
There's
a tour?
Really?
Do we get a cut?
This usually scares the hell out of me, because when I see that many people, either, you know, the place is on fire and we all got to get out, or it's like somebody from management has come down and saying, okay, you're all three of you, we're done.
So one of the beautiful things about radio is usually we don't have an audience. Like, I'm fearful of public speaking, but when I'm on the radio, this light's on, we're talking to a lot of people, but it's just you and me. I get to talk to you or Pasta, but now we got six people in the back here, and I'm starting to get frightful.
Well, this is, you know, it's almost as if it's like solitary confinement, because the three of us stare at each other for 3 hours, and now we have other people we can look at. We're so excited, we're not even talking about whatever the hell it is we're supposed to talk about.
Is anybody back there going to crack the mic? Do we have anybody who can crack the mic?
Pasta, put somebody on a mic.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
Hello, and who are you?
Introduce yourself.
I'm Jennifer. I anchor for KCBS.
Right on, Jennifer.
I'm showing
on,
a tour Jennifer. Here.
Okay,
awesome.
And friends, colleagues.
Say hi, Lisa.
I'm Jennifer's sister-in-law, and we
Family.
Are flight attendants and a pilot for Southwest.
Awesome.
Right on. Now, okay,
well,
now,
thank you for what you've done.
Is Southwest still doing the cards? Am I still getting, like, my seat assignment? Am I still... Can I get a
That's
scene?
That's long
assignment?
Gone.
Oh, okay. I haven't rode Southwest in a way. It's still the safest airlines, right, as I understand it?
It's pretty safe.
Yeah, we're actually talking about it during the break. So, no, thank you for, well, currently what you've been doing. I know there's been a lot going on as far as the airlines lately, so thank you very, very much.
Bring us butt in.
All right. Oh, of course. Well, enjoy the rest of your tour.
I love the hat, by the way.
Don't
She's
be a stranger.
A, how do you describe that hat?
Fire.
I'm like, you know what? You and my man Pasta should switch hats. You rock the New York Yankee hat, and he can put on the fashionable hat. Pasta hasn't been fashionable in the last 15 years.
No, but he's working
on it. And he's 17 years of age.
He's building his resume slowly but surely. The wardrobe is coming along. So, Pasta, what you need to do right now, look at the six people behind you and take notes.
You know what's sad about this? They're going to leave, and then the three of us are just stuck with each other, and we're talking about the Warriors again. This is going to suck.
Yeah, we've been talking about arrogance in sports and a lot of things. Thank you very much. We
Thank
appreciate you.
You.
Yeah, enjoy the rest of your tour. Have a great time in the city.
You know, you fly Southwest, and they used to give you, like, you can't get a seat assignment. They would. You were in sections. You were in section A, B, C, or D.
Well, I got a Southwest rewards card, so I get an extra bag. That's all I know. I don't like that, by the way. Now I know how Guru feels during the week sometimes. Steiny, which is you get to see all the people behind me in these plate glass windows, and I don't know who you're talking to or waving at.
Someone was flipping you off. It's all right. No. That was nice. That was nice. It was a nice little diversion from what we typically do here.
Well, we typically talk sports.
Oh, we were talking about the bigs. Or did you want to go somewhere with that?
No, I was going to take a call, but if you want to go down that road,
we
can
do that. No, I already did.
Okay, well, we'll continue to talk about the bigs, but I feel bad because our guy Austin's been waiting on for a while. Pasta, thank you. Let's go to Austin, who's in San Jose. Austin, sorry about the aside there. We got a little sidetracked, but what's going on, man? Good morning.
You guys are having fun. Happy Saturday. Good morning. Good to talk to you guys. Hey, Dan, be careful with that pizza, the guy's playhouse. Be careful with that one, man.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
That's
remember how that thing all ended. You're right.
You started talking, I was like, get out of there quick.
Hey, yeah, I've seen the documentary.
Anyway, exactly. Anyway, guys, listen, great conversation. Brick Barry, by the way, was incredible this week. You know, the whole 75 team and the interviews, you guys did a great job, by the way, getting these guys, Cliff and Jamal and those guys, the stories I heard last night. And then Rick, oh, my God. And everybody, I guess you guys are going to run it back, but some of the things he said I thought about the current Warriors, I thought it was very interesting. One was about Jonathan Kuminga. He basically said, hey, I think he should be – he's too hesitant. I think that's – I'm kind of paraphrasing E maybe a little bit, but I think he said hey, you know, he should actually be doing more. So that's interesting. And the second thing you said about Pod, we won't ride Pod because he gets enough heat. But he said, I think he tries to do too much. So between those two comments, I think you're getting real. Dan, you said you love Rick because he's not afraid to say what he's thinking. I think that's true. We're missing that today. Everybody seems to be guarded, and I think we need more of, hey, I'd love to see Rick coming as a consultant just for a little bit and what he would do with the current Warriors team, how he would do things differently. That would be fascinating for me. I think he would see guys playing in position. I think you would see guys doing what they do best as opposed to guys trying to be what they're never going to be, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And a guy like Jonathan Kuminga, whether you like Kuminga or not, it really isn't the issue. The question is, how are they using him? Are they using him the correct way? I think that's probably the bigger question that we always talk about fit. Dan was talking about this guy needs to fit in and he got to be our system. What about if we rearrange the system so that we could accommodate a guy? You know, like if they went out and got Anthony Davis, for example, right? Let's say they went and got Anthony Davis. By the way, you guys will think I'm crazy, but I would – a healthy Anthony Davis, and that's always the question, but I would do it. If you've got a two-year runway, I would much rather have Anthony Davis than Jimmy Butler. That's just me. I think you got a better path to a championship with someone like Anthony Davis, for example, than Jimmy Butler.
So Austin, I agree with you, but does the 3 years, 180, I believe, that Davis has on the books, does that scare you at all?
Yeah, see, that's where I think fans in today's world, we get too caught up in the money, and I do myself, E, but I think that, listen, the money's going to reposition itself anyway. They're going to spend the money 2 years from now, Steph's gone, whatever, 3 years. And so the money will get repositioned. The question is, if you keep talking about Steph and the runway to a title potential, what gives you that chance? You got a bunch of undersized guys on the roster. You just said it. This team has constructed, whether you like this guy or that guy, doesn't matter. As constructed, they're not winning a title against the current NBA, what they're up against today, for all the reasons you said. So what is the path? The best path for me is you go get somebody like Anthony Davis. Yeah, he's a little older, but he gives you that thing you don't have right now. You're not going to get it with this roster. So that's what I'm saying. Go get that person that's going to give you the best chance to go get a title. I would move Butler. You know, I'm not a big Jimmy Butler fan. He's good, but I don't think you're going to win a title with him. That's just me. So anyway, guys, a couple thoughts. The Rick Barry thing was incredible, mm-hmm. and I did laugh at the Kalina thing last night. Dan, that was pretty funny when he kind of backslapped Kalina. That was a classic TV moment, which again says more about Rick. It's spontaneous. You know, he wasn't thinking about what he said. He reacted, and I love that, man. So enjoy the show, guys. I'll keep listening. Thanks.
Thanks, Austin. Yeah, I feel like it's one of those things where, like, Kalina's a good, presentable, good-looking guy, and I could see totally Rick just being like, you're too pretty to be a player. Just too pretty to be a player. What do you know about playing?
He didn't go there. He just said, you're wrong. He's like, you don't. No, he said you didn't play. It's because you didn't play. You don't know what you're talking about, essentially.
That's what I'm saying. But he doesn't know who Kalina Azubuike is.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Not sure.
He's just like, oh, I see. You're just another pretty face on television.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. That's how I imagine it. But what Austin's talking about, my piece of sound that I've been waiting to get to, which I know you love.
Yeah, excuse me.
Hear.
I'm going to continue. Pasta, do you mind? Tell them that I'll show them around the tour. They just walked past us.
That was hilarious, by the way.
But I'm going to come outside and I'll show them throughout the 95.7 The Game studios, because we're going to be in a soundbite for 30 seconds.
Which... Well, no, you can go roll fatty, but you're going to listen to Rick Barry in the meantime. Here's him talking about...
Oh, it's Rick Barry. I'm not going anywhere.
It's him talking about Jonathan Kuminga.
Kuminga has gotten better. Looked like his three-point shot early in the season was getting a little bit better. But, you know, he'll be his own worst enemy if he lets it get into his head with all the stuff that's been going on. You got to put all of that aside. You have to focus on playing your best, playing as intelligently, as smart as you can, doing the things that you do as well as you possibly can. I personally think, in watching him earlier in the season, he passes up too many opportunities to be an aggressive offensive player. With his quickness and ability to get to the basket, he can create so many other opportunities for his team by blowing by the guy that's guarding him and making it more difficult for the defenders to have to worry about him and penetrating into the defense of the opponents and then kick it out to other people or finishing himself. He's a little bit too willing to give the ball up when he does get it.
So I think that's fascinating, because all we've heard from people around the Warriors, I think mainly the head coach in Kerr, is that that kind of stuff is actually not what they want him to do. And I think it also bleeds into our conversation, well, really going back the last couple of years, that it's like, does it fit? You know, Rick Barry is seeing one skill set and wants him to do one thing. That's Rick Barry's opinion. The head coach is saying, well, we need to do these other things. And there seems to be a disconnect. And hopefully he's going to be back on Monday, by the way, because that's supposed to be the targeted return from his bilateral knee tendon.
Well, that's the dilemma, isn't it? Like, he doesn't know which lane to choose. Do I defer and pass and sort of get into the offense like Steve Kerr wants me to? Or do I be the athlete and just blow by my man because I know that I have the athleticism to do it? And you can see him overthinking this every time he comes down the floor and when he gets into his own.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own head. And that's the problem. And I think, as you and I have discussed, we're 5 years into this. And I think, for me, I've hit the end of the rope. Like, it's not a reflection on Jonathan Kuminga's talent. It's just not going to work here. It's time for you, young fella, to pack your bags. And hopefully it works somewhere else. Because this is too much of this. The light may never go on for him, but if he's still thinking to this degree and not just being, in order to be a good basketball player, Ev, you got to be instinctive, right? It's got to come natural to you. Like, well, it's just, you know what it is that you need to do on every possession.
That's why if I could combine Jonathan Kuminga and Brandon Pajemski,
yeah,
I think they would be a perfect match. Like, they're kind of polar opposites because... And Austin said it. It's like Pods has the mindset that people want Kuminga to have, but Kuminga has the ability that Pods thinks that he has.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about this.
And it's just so strange to watch the two of them on the same team. And, like, I didn't think Pods was a problem last night. He didn't defend very well. No one did.
I thought he was good last night.
He got to the line 10 times. Do you know that?
I thought he was above average. last night. I thought he was really, really good.
You know, Kuminga has not been to the line 10 times this year. Like, Brandon Pajemski should not be getting to the free throw line more than Jonathan Kuminga. It just shouldn't happen. And that's where, you know, I'm looking at the game last night, and clearly they're devoid of athletes, and Kuminga can fill that role. I don't know how, like, to me, he's not the missing piece. Like, him coming back, to me, is not going to solve all of their problems. But he can be, you know, kind of like a patchwork solution. I think he can do some of the things that they don't have. But that's if he is dialed in. Because if he's not, if he's overthinking things, if he's feeling like, and I think the contract and the situation from the summer kind of plays into this, of he's like, well, you guys are looking to trade me anyways, so what am I really buying in for? That, to me, is where the negotiations from last summer kind of are maybe rearing their head a little bit now, because I understand completely why he would have second thoughts about how he should be playing, because you guys just want to trade me anyways. But they need him right now, and I think that he needs them if he indeed wants to leave.
And I think it's really apparent when you play teams, especially like that of Portland. What is Portland? Portland's young with a bunch of two-way wings. And it's that athleticism that the Warriors can't counter. And they can to a certain degree when they have Jonathan Kuminga, but it becomes really apparent that the Warriors are old and not athletic when you're taking on Portland and you don't have Jonathan Kuminga. By the way, I thought Pajemski was really good last night. You want to know why? And they brought this up on the broadcast. It's because he's playing off of guys. Like, when you don't have Steph Curry, wasn't available in that game against Miami, none of those guys were there. When he plays a specific role and he's not trying to create, and he's not trying to get to the rim with that awkward sort of step through finish that he has, or those little runners, but he's just, you know, he's being opportunistic and letting the game come to him. He was really, really good. Shout out to White Shohei last night.
He had a White Shohei quarter, I think it was. It was like the second quarter. He played pretty well. Look, I think he...
If he could be that guy last night, Bottle last night, that's a good basket. That's his future in this league.
Well, that, to me, like, he's a guy off the bench that some nights is just going to be his, you know, connecting self and might get exposed. Other nights, he might be able to get you 20. I mean, I'm going to be honest, they had the lead, yes, because Curry hit 5 threes going into the half, but because Pajemski kind of kept him within striking distance along with Butler. Like, they don't have guys right now who can score. They just don't. Like, who's the Warriors' third best scorer if Kuminga's not on the floor?
Moody?
You would hope. Yeah. I mean, and even last night, He disappeared last night. I didn't think he had a good game last night. And it was mainly defensively that was kind of frustrating, because... So, when I hear Rick talk about Kuminga needing to get into the paint, right? I mean, I don't know if Kuminga can really do it off the dribble, but I know that every single Portland Trailblazer, it felt like to me last night, Dan, was just blowing by their guy every single time. Avida, Caleb Love, who, that was the best game of his NBA career so far. I mean, he hit some massive shots. But even, who was it, Sissoko?
Yeah.
CD Sissoko?
Where'd he come from?
Well, he comes from the bench. But he had to start last night and has had to start because they're missing both Shaedon Sharpe along with Drew Holiday.
Dame Lillard is done for the year. Remember him?
Was he on the bench?
I don't know.
I actually didn't get a chance to check that out. I think the only chance the Warriors had in that game last night was if either they continued to hit threes or Donovan Klingon's ankle was actually rolled in and injured. Not that we want him to be. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Giddings and Devone, Pasta, and our tour guide in studio with you here at Laughing in the Laughing Monk Studios. Let's go to David. David's in Berkeley. David, good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Listen, guys, I'll be real quick about this. Let's go back to 1961 in Madison Square Garden. There were four players on the floor. Barry Kramer, Happy Harrelson, and Billy Cunningham, and a guy named Rick Barry. And that Billy Cunningham just blew everybody away. I never thought saw anything like it. He just destroyed NYU. And I hung around for the second game, and some guy kept hitting every shot that he took. I couldn't believe it. He had like 35 points at the end of the game. It was Rick Barry. Unbelievable.
Is this NIT tournament?
No, it was just a Friday night doubleheader they used to have for college basketball. But I really wanted to just say, I was at a party, and I wound up sitting next to Franklin Muhley.
And at that time, he looked like he was, you know, didn't have his mind together. But I asked him, I said, look, how come you don't hire Rick Barry as a coach? The guy really knows basketball. He knows people. And one of his cohorts got in my face and said, well, he's such a good player, he couldn't tolerate players that aren't as good as he is, and they didn't think he would be a good coach. And I just said, that's the dumbest question answer I've ever heard in my life. That's about it, guys. I just wanted to call in. Nothing much. You guys are terrific, by the way.
Thanks, David. Appreciate that. Thanks for the story as
he
well.
He was Miami of Ohio, I believe, right? Rick Barry, I want to say.
Yeah, what was Bill King's nickname for him? Hold on.
Didn't Bill King get a technical?
He got ejected.
I miss that,
Bill
man.
King got ejected.
The Miami Greyhound?
The Miami Greyhound, that's what it was, yes. Bill King gave him the nickname the Miami Greyhound because he was so quick.
There's another one, too, Ricky Balboa.
That's pretty good. But, yeah, wait, so I thought I told you this story. Yeah, Bill King got ejected from
that's
a basketball
right.
game. Yeah. Because he mother effed the referees and they caught it on tape. So back in the day, they were, you know, obviously, you know, you can't go back and go in the archives to find this cut. So it was on a reel. And whoever was producing in that studio told this story to Ken Korak, who wrote the book about Bill King after he passed away in 2005. And in this story, the guy, the producer, is telling the story that. I might not have every detail right, but the Warriors were getting jobbed, and Bill King, who was very expressive when it comes to officiating, basically turned his mic down. So he turned himself off, but he forgot that the crowd mic, which gets a lot, you know, the squeaks on the floor and the swishes and all the grunting and clapping, all the stuff you hear, the ambiance, was still on. And usually you have the crowd mic, if you're doing radio, either hanging over the side of the media board or it's on the floor. So everything, the sound reverberates. So you could hear Bill King mother effing the referee on the radio, and he ended up getting ejected. And basically the producer just had to go cut that piece of
reel. How did the referees catch wind of this?
Because you could hear him.
Oh,
like, he was speaking to the ref. Like, he turned his mic off to yell at the ref.
Oh, I see. The ref heard him.
Yeah.
Got it.
But you could also hear it on the radio,
gotcha,
what he was saying to the referee. And they cut that from the reel.
Wow.
But the producer, obviously, firsthand knowledge, knew what happened. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. More stories and arrogance on the other side. Evan Giddings, Dan Devone. We'll take in your calls as well. This is Warriors This Week, 95.7 The Game.
So, Rick, here's Buddy Hield trying to shoot underhand free throws.
Yeah, but his form is, you know, he still made one, but his form is terrible. Your hands don't go flying out. But it's proven scientifically to be the most efficient way to shoot a free throw, and yet people won't do it. It doesn't make any sense. My youngest son, Canyon, who played in the Olympics in 3x3, and actually got it, he was a 90% shooter.
Well, I got to be honest with you, Rick. I tried it, and I struggle with it, so I might need your pointers as well. But
but the thing about it is that you're not a player.
Wait, what? Come on, I played in the league. Rick.
I played in the league.
You're not a player. I mean, a real player would have learned how to do it properly. Okay, if you really had the skills and the desire to do it, you would be a better free throw shooter. But if I had taught you the right technique, you probably would have done it. But no, there's just nobody around teaching it properly. That's the problem.
Shots fired for Rick Barry. All right, well, he's a legend, I guess. So,
now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, man. All right, first things first.
Rock that. That is poetry.
Hands. You gotta clap your hands or Kalena right there.
I mean, he handled
that like a pro.
Really well.
He said he never played. He was in the NBA,
No one's
Rick.
Taught you how to shoot a free throw. You would have been a better free throw shooter.
Well, I love how
you don't go there with Rick. Don't. Even give the inclination that the underhand free throw is ineffective.
No, and he also prefaced it by saying it's scientifically proven to be the greatest way to ever shoot a free throw. It's been scientifically proven. And then the moment that Kalena says, or Bob actually stepped in because Kalena didn't want to be the guy. He's like, Rick, you played in the league. And he goes, well, you're not a player. Like, you weren't a good player. You weren't taught well. He just doubled and tripled down on his original statement. Oh, man.
That's good. What was that? Television? That's good television.
That is good television.
I mean, that's what Charles Barkley makes a living on, right? Like, it's just, it's these sort of honest comments that we love. Because we just, everybody thinks that they got to drive it right down the middle of the lane and be so homogenous like everybody else. When somebody is just themselves, right or wrong, it's just, it's so refreshing. Like, be genuine for you, who's going to be, I mean, in up-and-coming star in terms of play-by-play. You got to take a little Rick Barry with you.
Well, it's a little more difficult for someone like me than you.
No, you can never do that. Yeah.
No, I can't. But that's also not my personality. You know, I think, I mean, I've only been good at sports at like up until a certain level. Like, I was one of the better high school players in my league, but I was never dominant enough at any level the way Rick Barry was to feel like my opinion is the most valid opinion in any room I walk into. Like, it doesn't matter. If we're talking basketball, Rick Barry's opinion is better than yours. You know, it's like listening to Kyle Shanahan sometimes.
You know what it has a tint of, and I want to get out of this?
Except Rick Barry was a top 50 player of all time.
It has a tint of, and I want to get out of this as quickly as I get into it. The president of the United States is a little bit of that sort of, I'm the greatest who's ever done it.
Father Time's in Napa.
Thank you very much.
Father Time's in Napa. Get us off this page, Father Time. What's up, man? Good morning.
Oh, hello. Let me put down my $400 per bottle glass of Dominus and have a conversation with you. Are you kidding me? Napa Valley arrogance? Come on. Come on.
Get them.
Yeah, no, I mean, Napa's earned its arrogance. You know, the city of Napa has really come into its own. Up Valley, Oakville, Rutherford, you know, San Leon, Calistoga, they've been kind of in that rare area.
Shout out Frank.
Napa's worked really
Frank
hard.
Family Vineyards in Calistoga. You familiar with it?
Word up. Yeah, I used to do some work in marketing for the Valley way back when. So
nice.
I'm pretty proud of where it's come, but you're right on the money. It is so
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Expensive. My family's been here since the 30s. Wife's been here since the 1880s, and things have really changed. It used to be very blue-collar, and now it's not so blue-collar. you know, I think you were talking about athletes that are into the Lyme biz. You know, Bledsoe, Drew Bledsoe was on your airwaves maybe a month ago.
That's right.
And he's been doing it for a while, you know, in Yakima and in the Willamette Valley, mostly with Pino in the Willamette Valley, which is a great place. You know, there's so many great regions. You know, everything is, there's comparable stuff to Napa, of course. Willamette actually has a really great winery called Toomey, which is part of the Silver Oak portfolio.
Silver Oak.
A friend of mine works there. Yep, shameless plugs. And there's approachable wine in Napa. I know a wine company called Art House Wines that has a really beautiful $65 Pinot. You should check it out. Great company. Shameless plug. Let me talk Warriors, if you don't mind. They made this bed that they're in, and Steph Curry made this bed. You know, the Archangel himself can do no wrong. Everybody thinks that that's the case. He's a silent assassin because he works in the shadows. But he decided that Jordan Poole, he was the person that he wanted to back, and then off Poole went. Poole would be scoring 20, 25 points a game for this team right now. That second score they so desperately need. Other thing they desperately need is a big man. You guys touched on it earlier. Al Horford is not that big. I could be playing men's basketball pickup with Al Horford. We have 40-year-olds in our pickup game. It is insane that he's doing that. And it's, you know, honestly, it's crazy that we're talking about it when you think about it, that he's a meant to be a key contributor every other game or something like that. Mm-hmm. I feel like the Warriors really did this themselves. They chose a brand over winning basketball, or they thought that they could just surround Steph with anybody and we'd still win. And there are nights when he's spectacular, you know, there's going to be those nights, but I think you're looking at a team that's sub 500. I just feel like that's the, unless there's a trade, maybe there'll be a trade, but that's where I see things. What do you guys think about that?
I got you. Well, thanks for coming down Dan's Road, Father Time. They're going to have to make a move. At some point this season, they're going to have to make a move. Otherwise, they're going to be in trouble. By the way, cleanup on Ile. You were right. Bill King got a technical foul. I confused him. By the way, the rest of the story was correct, but he got a technical. Mike Rice, who used to broadcast for the Portland Trailblazers, got ejected by Steve Javy. He's the only broadcaster to be ejected.
So Pasta brought up an interesting question.
Ejected a mascot.
If it happens to a mascot got ejected?
Yeah, Steve Javy once ejected a mascot.
Pasta brought up an interesting point. If that happens and it's a solo broadcast, like Tim Roy on the road, and he gets ejected, not that that would ever happen, or say he gets sick, who calls the game? Like, is there an emergency? Does R.C. Davis then slide into that spot?
Well, so I don't know if this would ever actually be able to happen anymore, because very few arenas in the NBA still let the broadcasters broadcast from the floor. Typically, it's now expensive seating or other media members. Like, even at Chase Center, Tim Roy is right on the... He has a really good view of the court, and I actually think it's kind of better and more conducive to play-by-play. You can see the whole floor, but he's not on the floor. So, if he was to be ejected, I don't know how the Phoenix Suns arena is set up, but I don't know. Maybe Cameron Williams would call it from the studio on a monitor.
Well, I will say R.C. Davis does not travel with the team, apparently. But I just thought of something. Maybe what happens is that there's a way that there would be a TV simulcast, and maybe you get the NBC crew on the radio. I don't know how that would work. Maybe it's a question for our program director, Matt Nahikian, and what would happen if that happened.
Yeah, no, and this is true from our
You'd get
our
a
chat.
Phone call.
Me? Hey, we need you right now.
We need Ev right now. Can you just do it on TV, and then we're going to pipe you out on the airways at 95.7 The Game.
They would probably
you know
call
what's gonna happen?
Kevin Dana for that.
You're going to be at La Rocca's like 14 cocktails deep when that phone call comes.
You don't know where I...
No, you don't go to La Rocca's.
Where I slump. No, I don't like La Rocca.
Really?
Well, I do.
Whoa. You can say you don't go there. You can say that's not my hood, but you don't... No one in the... In the history of San Francisco has ever said, I don't like it. There's nothing not to like about it.
See, this is how I know that you're from the city and not from New York, where you are every single day except for when we have this conversation, because that's where your inner San Francisco comes out. La Rocca is a fine establishment, but the moment that I poo-poo anything that is city-affiliated, all you multi-generation city folk, you San Franciscans, come out of nowhere with your swords unsheathed, and you just you swing wildly with your sabers at me. All I gave was an opinion.
I walk by La Rocca's on my way from the Dolphin Club. I walk through North Beach every Saturday. So at 8:30 in the morning, I'm walking by La Rocca's on my way to, what's the address here? 885 Kearney Street, 85 Kearney Street?
88.
88 Kearney Street. I walk through North Beach. And 8:30, just this morning, the place is packed. 8:30 in the morning, there's boys at the bar, and they're all watching soccer. I don't know what soccer match is going off, but there's obviously like a European contingent. I just look in there, it's just like good vibes, man. That makes me feel good. That people are actually feeling good and throwing them back, and it's not even 9 in the morning. And where's that happening? It's happening at La Rocca's. You may not go to La Rocca's. It may not be within your little sort of wherever your yuppified world is these days, but don't ever say, I don't like it.
You want to go there after the show?
Sure.
All right. let's go back to the phone lines. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's talk to Roberto in Hayward. Roberto, good morning. What's going on? How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Awesome, man. What do you got?
So I got some cool news. Anyway, 1975, my friend and I went to SFO to watch the Warriors come in after the victory. And we got there kind of early. A lot of people started piling up. And after a while, after like a couple hours, they said, wonder where the Warriors are. Announcement came over that the Warriors had to land in Oakland instead of SFO. So then they bust all the players over to United Airlines and SFO, and all the players are getting lined up. And the guy behind us is coming up. Excuse me. Got to get to the front. It was Bill King walking behind us to get to the front. So I never forget that experience. It was really cool to be there to do that.
That's awesome, Roberto. Was he a nice guy?
Yeah, he was. It was cool. It was like, you know, one turn around and goes, "Hey, that's Bill King. What's he doing back here?" But anyway, thanks for taking the call. Happy Thanksgiving. Have a blessed time with all your family. God bless you guys.
Oh, back at you. Appreciate that.
You know, Bill King, he liked to throw him back a little bit. There's stories about after they won that title. Did you hear this?
You somebody go first, I'll go second.
Well, I don't want to tarnish the man's image, but yeah.
You tarnish my image every single time we step on the airwaves.
So apparently
together.
On his way home after partying, after winning that game four, he never made it home. Apparently he fell asleep somewhere, I want to say, in the proceedings. There's, I don't know. I don't want to give, like, there's a lot more to the story, and I've just heard sort of bits and pieces, so I'll leave it alone, other than he celebrated hard that night when they swept Washington.
Well, who hasn't? But what I do know is that one of the reasons why Bill King and Wilt Chamberlain got along and were pretty close was because they shared an affinity for the drink White Russian.
Mm.
They both like White Russians. I'm talking about the drink.
Yeah, a little Kahlua and milk, I want to say.
Yep, pretty strong, pretty calorically dense. That's the way to put it.
A lot of cream.
Yeah, so they both like White Russian, the drink, and that's how they kind of hit it off. Like, they would hang out after games, and that was their drink of choice.
I mean, didn't he study, like, Russian literature?
Yeah, he was a Renaissance man, but I don't know if he, like, Russian poetry was an interest of his from what I've read, but I don't know if he would weave it into his broadcast, but you could just tell that the man was studied by his verbiage.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't.
He was most verbose.
Yeah, he wouldn't do that in the broadcast, but you could just tell that this guy's a little different because inadvertently he'd throw out words kind of like you. Unsheathe?
Well, you came at me with your saber.
That's not awesome, man.
Kahlua milk and vodka. Thank you, 707.
Kalena?
No, honestly, if we ever get Kalena on at any point, I want to ask him about that because I've met him, well, I've only talked to him like off the air maybe once or twice just before an interview. He really is like the nicest guy.
Yeah, he handled it really well.
He's so nice. There's a lot of other guys. Like if someone had, not to say they have the same resume, but the same mindset of a Rick Barry, that could have gone sideways.
You know what's good about it is it was so humbling. It's sometimes between those two, there's sort of a suck fest. And it's just like, I love you, you love me, and everything's just so, come on. And so you need a Rick Barry just to pierce through and make things real. And it just brought everybody back to like, oh, he just took a shot at me, which never happens. And it should happen a little more frequently. I mean, it was just an honest, sort of refreshing exchange from that point forward.
Well, I don't know this because I'm not an athlete, but I wonder how much they take shots from other athletes. You know, Draymond Green does it all the time. Like, I don't know if you saw the exchange between him and Kenyon Martin.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, was it Russell Wilson? Who is it he'd go after?
Well, Dak Prescott was the guy he called a bum. Yeah. But this week, Kenyon Martin. So I guess on the, I don't know the show, but it's like Gilbert Arenas, Nick Young, Rashad McCanson, Kenyon Martin. They have a podcast together. And a lot of times, Nick Young is the butt of a lot of jokes. Yeah. He's the buddy heel of the show. But he is, I think, the only one that has an NBA championship, which he obviously won with the Warriors in 2018. And so I forget how this happened, but Martin might have been going at Draymond, but I saw that Draymond basically stuck up for Nick Young saying, you know, you can't talk about him like that because you're not a champion, and then slowly just demolished his entire career in comparison to his. And Kenyon Martin clapped back at him, but it was like, I understand when those kinds of guys go at each other, but when an old-time athlete steps in the room, to your point, usually they're very glowing and they're complimentary, and I feel like there's a lot of mutual respect. Not that there isn't respect from Rick Barry to this generation of players, but if there's something he feels he wants to be critical about, he's just going to tell you. And for that to be his first thought, that you didn't play. Oh, you played? You weren't a player. Just immediately to the next part. Oh, it's called Gil's Arena. Now it's called The Arena.
Speaking of podcasts.
Thanks, 707.
Are you following Michael Porter Jr.? What the hell is he doing?
He beat the Celtics last night is what he did.
He had
32 points. He killed the Celtics.
But Michael Porter Jr. on these podcasts is like, whoa, where'd this come from? You know, the Denver Nuggets must have kept this dude under wraps for years because he gets to New York and suddenly it's like every week he's just popping off like crazy out of control stuff. And he was talking about high school players could beat a WNBA all-star team. And like, he's out on tipping and like, it's like, bro, we didn't have this in Denver.
Well, what do you think those Thanksgiving dinners are like?
Which ones?
The Porters. You got Michael?
How about the buses?
You got Jonte? Oh.
You want to be at Thanksgiving dinner there?
Not this year. Was it just the brothers that got
two
the
brothers,
axe?
Yeah,
the brothers got the
axe.
But
she's in feud with... She has two older brothers she doesn't talk to either. But you know what? Before you feel sorry for the buses...
Well, by the way, Michael Porter Jr. on the tipping stuff, isn't he just regurgitating... Is it Mr. Pink from Reservoir Dogs? Have you seen that movie?
Of course.
But the opening scene where they're at the
talking
restaurant.
Talking into an ear?
Well, yeah, but he's talking about how it's just an arbitrary experiment, basically, tipping is, for a basic service. And that's why he doesn't believe in it, because it's just an experiment that is arbitrary.
It's one of the beauties of being in Europe and traveling a little bit.
You shouldn't be expected to tip because society expects you to.
But you go to Europe and you order that big meal and just you walk out. And everybody says, thank you, including the waiters. Like, they don't expect anything.
Well, that's because they're also taken care of, unlike here in America.
Yeah.
You ever worked?
Oh, hell yeah. I used to be a doorman
culinary job.
Before I started at calling games for the Chaminade Silver Swords and doing weekends at KGMB, the CBS affiliate here in Honolulu, Hawaii. Let's turn it over now to the weatherman. How's it looking out there? Well, it's 85 and sunny, just like it's been the last 19 months. No, but I worked at the Hilton Hawaiian, and I used to park Danny Calacchini's car. And then Don Ho used to perform at the Hilton Hawaiian Village. I was a...
what was he famous for again?
Tiny bubbles in the wine.
Oh!
Makes me happy. Makes me feel so fine.
Oh, heck yes.
What? What were you going to say about Dono?
No, there was a song of his that... Oh, it's not Tiny Bubbles. No, Bretta is the only guy that I really took a fondness to.
Dude was buried in a piano box.
Well, that was out of necessity. I thought they put him in the water.
No, I'm joking.
Once he was in a box.
Come on, man.
What?
Dude, you say that with your complexion in Hawaii, and then seriously, I'll never see you again. You start dissing on Brother Iz in Hawaii as a Holly boy. I mean, never. Seriously, you'll be somewhere in Nanakuli. They're going to find you slowly roasting on a pit with an apple in your mouth for Thanksgiving.
What do you know about Y and I?
You couldn't do that? Then Y and I for damn sure.
I've been to Y and I. I'm still standing. No, did I ever tell you about, so I was like, I think I was 14. So my dad used to drive cab out in Hawaii.
Your dad?
Yeah. He drove there for like a year. He drove
respect.
A cab.
Respect.
On Oahu. And so he, you know, developed a lot of friendships. And one of his friends still lives out there, and they live in Y and I. And we went out there to visit. And so we go to one of the local beaches, and it's a beautiful, just picture-perfect day. Nobody's there because it's on the west side of the island. Local, it's only local people. So there's this, middle-aged Hawaiian guy walks up to me and my brothers. We're showering off, went swimming with turtles. It was spectacular. And he goes, "What are you guys doing here?" He looks at it and he says, what are you guys doing here? And of course, we don't know any better. It's the first time I've been to Hawaii since I was like four. But, you know, we're teenagers, and you say, "Oh, well, we're staying with our friends. He lives right over there, like around the block." And he goes, "Oh, okay. Well, you know, didn't you read the airplane manual?" And I said, "What do you mean the airplane manual?" He goes, "Well, the airplane manual told you not to come to Y and I." And I look at him and I go, "Yeah, I didn't get it at the time." And of course, now when I went to college, I had a lot of friends from all parts of all the islands, and they're all like, "Why are you there?" The guy's completely correct.
That's funny. Well, there's two things before we get to the break that you should never do if you're in a place like Waianae. And you know the locals love their pakalolo, mm-hmm. their marijuana. Don't sell it if you're not a local. And then the other thing is, and I don't know this firsthand, but if you go out there to surf on that side of the island, be patient, because you may never get a set. Because if they don't recognize you and you're not a local, you could sit there for days. So two things to remember.
Well, that was one of the beautiful parts about the beaches, because there was very few people there. You could kind of do whatever you wanted. As long as they knew that you were with someone from there and weren't just out there sightseeing and, you know, taking up their beach, basically. Anyways. We're going to get to more calls on the other side. I promise we'll get back into the Warriors. 888-957-9570. Also, pasta. You got something coming up for us in
a
few minutes.
Oh, yeah, the big surprise at 11 o'clock.
I don't know what it is.
We have a mystery guest.
Stay tuned.
Mystery guest, apparently.
Can you give us a tease or just...
No tease.
No tease. Right. Okay, he's going to bring something or someone on. We got to guess who and what it is.
I'm going to shut the door back here when I call the person.
Now, is it one of the people from the tour guide that came by earlier?
Oh, damn it.
Seriously?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. All right, Giddings and Devone back after this. Warriors this week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.